Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We are in our last hour of the week. We're almost to the weekend, which is very exciting because that's when I get to sleep in. Because other days, I do not sleep in. But this week, or this half hour, we are joined by Ann Katz, who is the director of Create Wisconsin, the state's community cultural development organization. She's experienced the arts in every corner of the state. She wholeheartedly believes that every citizen should take advantage of the right, power, and privilege of voting, and has worked as a nonpartisan election official since she was a teenager. And what we're going to talk about today is exactly that, the combination of the overlap, I should say, of voting and the arts. Because I don't know if everyone would always imagine that those two things have a lot to do with each other.
Right. The arts and everything else.
Exactly. So welcome to the show, Anne.
Well, thanks for having me, Kristen. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited because you were one of my first contacts when I first got back to Wisconsin in 2020. And at the point, Create Wisconsin was actually called Arts Wisconsin. And right. You were helping me navigate how I was going to potentially try to find some funding or some money as far as how I could keep the project going. And you were so enthusiastic and lovely. And I've been on your newsletter since. And when you sent out a newsletter on National Voter Registration Day, I was like, oh, let's get Ann on the show to talk about how important it is to elect people who support the arts.
One of my favorite topics.
So let's just back up a little bit and explain for someone who doesn't know what Create Wisconsin is, what is the work that, because it's a lot of different programs, what is the work that Create Wisconsin does?
We are the state's community cultural development organization, and that means that we do advocacy, service, and development about and with and for everything connected to the arts, culture, and creativity in every corner of Wisconsin. So we do everything from lobby the legislature, and we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3 organization, but we have parameters under which we lobby the legislature, and we're very careful to make sure we follow all of those rules. But nonprofits can advocate, so that's one of my topics too. We do a lot of strategic planning, a lot of cultural planning, a lot of talking about the mission, vision, and purpose of an organization, the future, how a community can use the arts for economic, workforce, and civic development. And of course, the most important thing is how everybody can participate in the arts. Because really, at the heart of what we do is the idea, and this is part of the Wisconsin idea and part of our progressive traditions, that everybody is creative in some way, and everybody should have the opportunity to participate in the arts, whatever that means to them. Wherever you live, you know, however old you are, whatever amount of money you make, there should be arts activities everywhere in the state, and you should have that creative opportunity. So we get very involved in policy issues. We work in education because every kid deserves to have the arts in their education. We are really a service organization that tries to help in as many different ways as possible. So we work with nonprofits, big organizations, small organizations in rural Wisconsin, local government, economic development. We're kind of at the middle of all of the things that are happening.
You got a lot going on.
Which is really fun. It's really fun, actually.
And so when it comes to, because we're talking about voting and we're talking about our elected officials. So when you say lobbying, because I feel like that gets a bad rap sometimes.
Sometimes.
And so when, and I know you, and so I know that you're not doing anything shady while you're lobbying. But
trying not to.
But yes, but when we talk about lobbying, it's a really big umbrella. So for Create Wisconsin, what does that look like?
Well, so it's mostly education. Mostly our job is to go forth and educate people about the fact that the arts are a very big thing. You know, everybody has a different definition of what it means to be an artist. Everyone has a different appreciation of the arts. In fact, especially with visual art, I'm a performer and a singer by inclination and training. And so the more I really don't know anything about visual arts, and the more I see what's out there in the world of the visual arts or anything creative, I'm in awe of what people come up with. I don't ever get into a conversation about what is art or who's an artist, because that's not my job, because that's very, it's a very personal and a very widespread concept. But when we talk about lobbying, we do employ, we do contract with lobbyists to work with us on legislative issues. That's a, I mean, they're important, but that's a fairly small amount of what we do. Really, we're out there to educate the arts world, the general public, people who make decisions, whether they're elected officials or some kind of civic leader. We're out to educate people about the importance of the arts and make the case. And this is why we're Create Wisconsin. And we've moved on, although we're the same organization, we've moved on from Arts Wisconsin. We're making the case that the arts are not separate. They're not over here in the corner, and then everything else in the real world is over here. We're marching forward with the idea that the arts are everywhere, everybody is creative, and that everybody should be able to benefit, and that Wisconsin should be able to take this huge amount of creativity that we have. We have, it's a, in abundance everywhere, and make the most of it. So it's really education. We're really kind of proselytizers for the arts as, you know, a fundamental part of what makes us human and really fundamental to the growth and success of Wisconsin in the 21st century.
I forgot when we talked about this, but Jane and I, both lovers of the arts, both performers, I think it in our core nature. And July, August, there was an article that highlighted, at least in Milwaukee, for the state of how much money the different performing arts has lost through the pandemic, as far as I think it's UPAF, as far as the United Performing Arts
Foundation.
Thank you. And and how this is a critical year for them and so many of their 14 member organizations. And we ended up reading off on how beneficial, I think I actually got it from the Create Wisconsin website, of all the different things that the arts do for society and why it matters and why we should invest in them. And so when you look at the current state of the arts and creativity and what it takes to keep them thriving in the state of Wisconsin, how does it look?
Multi-layered.
Well, we got time. We got 5 minutes till break.
Yeah, right. That's right. It is true that our per capita funding of the arts through the Wisconsin Arts Board is very, very low. We are 49th, maybe 50th in terms of per capita funding, when our sister state, Minnesota, has gobs of money because they have a sales tax amendment that provides a lot of money for conservation, clean water, and the arts. So the Arts Board has not a lot of money to give out, but it gives it out judiciously, and people use it judiciously. That's definitely one of our education and advocacy foci to help raise that. Again, I keep kind of gushing about this, but it is truly amazing what people do with not a lot of resources. I mean, nobody has enough money, even Minnesota. No one's ever going to have enough money. But like every business, like every person, like every community, you know, things have been tossed up in the air with the pandemic and are now kind of settling down. We're creating this new world. And we're building the bike as we drive it, as we ride it, right? Because even though we think we're back to normal, who knows? This is a new world now. And so arts organizations and people who are creative workers did amazing things to keep going, like everybody. When there were no jobs, when theaters were closed, and when people could not make their living in a way that they had, they came up with creative ideas that are pretty astounding. Now the world is opening up again, and we have to kind of, I mean, it depends on how the pandemic goes. It depends on lots of, how lots of things go. But there is a certain, people might be slow in going back inside to see a show. Certainly outdoor stuff did great, mm-hmm. has done great in the weather that we,
Yes.
But again, theaters and museums and every other arts entity have been really creative to work with the situation that we find ourselves in, whatever day it is, right? Donors have been very generous. Certainly there was a lot of stimulus money from the state and federal government. And so all of those things put together kind of have kept people going. Now we're advocating for the fact that that money, that emergency money is gone, and we're all going to have to make sure that our treasured institutions can keep going, whether they're larger organizations or whether they're small. We have to make sure that that support is there. So that's a big part of our education and advocacy, that we make the case that, what do we need to come back together again? The arts, creativity. So it's both a completely crazy and scary time and a very opportune and exciting time, because the world is open to us. We have to figure out how to move forward.
So I want to ask this question so you can think about the answer, because we won't have enough time for you to answer it before the break. But when you talk to, whether it's politicians or donors, but making the economic case for the arts, because I think for those of us who already know emotionally what they do, both to partake or to watch or view them. But there is an economic case for investing in the arts. So when we come back, I want to hear your thoughts on that. And then we'll also talk about, when voting, if you like and want to preserve the arts, what to look out for when you're voting. Our guest for this half hour is Ann Cates, who is the executive director of Create Wisconsin. Stick with us through the break, because she will still be here when we come back. This is As Goes Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. This half hour, we are talking to Ann Cates, who is the director of Create Wisconsin, about all things arts, visual, performing, music, writing in Wisconsin, everything. And so before we went to break, I asked about, when talking to politicians or donors or people who make decisions and fund things, when making the economic case for why we need to invest in the arts, what does that sound like, and how often is it received?
Well, we say it a lot. So, of course, I have to preface that by saying the reason the arts are important is because the arts are important. Humans have been expressing themselves creatively since the beginning of time. You can't stop that creative spirit. And so that's why the arts are important. And the really good news is that in the 21st century, as not only our economy has shifted, but now we've had this global pandemic that has just completely, made a whole new world. The economic impact and the economic worth and importance of the arts really cannot be overestimated. So the numbers that we use are from the U.S. Department of Commerce, which has taken 35 different creative industries and put them in a computer program and jumbled them up, and has come out with, for 2020, $9.6 billion with a B in economic impact in terms of those creative industries in Wisconsin. I know that's a lot of those are good numbers.
Yeah.
And though that those industries encompass over 96,000 jobs, which are more jobs than the beer, biotech, and papermaking industries in the state. So historical and up and coming industries that we already do invest in. So those numbers, and I say this, you know, every day I say this to somebody or many times, those numbers get attention. People's ears pick up. And then when you talk to people about their communities, their specific communities, everybody can see what's happening in their community. You know, no matter what side of the aisle on, no matter where you live, you can see the changes happening even before the pandemic. And now, obviously, since the pandemic has happened. So people know what's happening. Every mayor wants to get young people to come to their community or stay in their community. Every educational system, it has to change in some way. So to recognize creativity, and everybody wants to bring people together in their community in some way. There are very few people who don't appreciate that the benefits of the arts in that way. And so, you know, I've been everywhere in the state, which has been the greatest part of my job. And I can tell people this is happening in your community. It's happening in that community. Everybody's trying to figure it out together. You should talk to each other. But the economic impact is critical. And I don't hold with people who say, oh, we just want to talk about, you know, the meaning of the arts and why they make us human. I do want to talk about that. But when we're trying to get money so that there can be access to the arts, then we have to make the economic impact because all of that is all combined. It's not separate from the intrinsic value of the arts. So we've got the arguments. We just have to keep pushing them.
Absolutely. I recently was talking to someone about who's trying to advocate to bring the tax incentives back for the film industry to start making more stuff here. And I heard he told me that in the region, because most of our surrounding states have created these tax incentives, it's created 15,000 jobs in the region for the film industry, which is five times the amount of the region's beverage manufacturing and distribution industry. And so it's like the arts create jobs. And sometimes
the arts
you have
are jobs.
The arts
right.
are, yeah. And so talking about it in that way, sometimes for people who, you know, won't cry at Les Miserables like I will later this year when the show comes back. There's also value in it besides just the emotion. And so with the time we have left, though, Create Wisconsin does not endorse anyone. But as far as when you're looking for policies and politicians and what they prioritize, what would you tell voters if they want to support the arts to look out for on their ballots?
I would say to voters to make sure that they have a relationship and a connection to the people they're voting for, especially on the local level, especially when you're voting for your mayor or for even the state legislature or even, you know, anybody else. Wisconsin's a pretty small state and we all know each other. But there is most legislators have some kind of creative outlet, or their kids are in ballet, or they sing in the church choir, or something like that. And so I really, first and foremost, you know, tell people, know your legislator. They're pretty much they're a person just like you are, and they have likes and dislikes, and they want to know what you're doing because you're a constituent. And so, then you are able to decide your vote, not just on kind of a narrow view of something you might see in whatever media you look at, but also the whole person. And so, you know, our education and advocacy is really all focused on building those relationships. It's all about relationships. People do things for other people when they have a relationship with them. You wouldn't, you know, that applies in our families, on our friends, and it applies in politics too. And so, you know, we push the idea of being involved in elections and voting because, again, the arts are part of everything. And if we're going to have a creative state, then an informed citizenry and people who are engaged in their communities that's essential. And so voting is one of those, you know, as crazy as our democracy feels these days, mm-hmm. we still have the right privilege and opportunity to vote. And so as we're advocating for people to be involved in their community creatively or any other way, you know, voting is incredibly important, and paying attention to the issues of the day is incredibly important.
Absolutely. And so with the 1 minute we have left, is there anything else you want our audience to know about Create Wisconsin or anything else you guys have coming up?
Well, I would like people to go to createwisconsin.org and learn about the arts, think about your community and things that you might want to do creatively, and give me a call, send me an email, and I'm happy to talk or visit or help in some way.
If you couldn't tell, Anne is very friendly and she will absolutely kill you. I contacted her and I think we were talking within like the next 5 hours we were talking on the phone together. So she will answer your email. Anne, thank you so much for spending time with us today. Anne Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin. Go to createwisconsin.org, check it out, support the arts, and vote. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kristen.
We'll take another break, and this is As Goes Wisconsin.